Chapter 4. Earthly Need. When we moved into the house, Jehovah Shammah, there were about 12 people in our party. We were faced with the question of our financial needs, and the Lord gave us the verse Haggai 2:8. The silver and the gold is mine. We were assured that the Lord Himself was to meet all our needs. We decided to be content with whatever the Lord provided, and not to show by any sign that we lacked anything, and never to complain or murmur. We wanted to be perfectly contented according to Hebrews 13:5, both in respect of our individual needs, as well as of the needs of the house. We also decided that we should welcome and give hospitality to whomsoever the Lord brought to us for a time of fellowship. We were ready to welcome them in the name of the Lord, and provide food and lodging also for them. We can say for God's glory that no matter how many come into our compound, our food was always sufficient. We have never been put to the embarrassment of saying there was not enough food. In some homes, when guests come suddenly, the father and the mother of the family will not say openly that there is no rice or tea or coffee in the house, but they give a hint to the guests that they might miss their train. We never had need to give hints like that. The Lord supplied all our needs in abundance. In due course, people found out that our place was open for fellowship at all times. The Lord had indicated to us very clearly that the house should be kept open this way, as we saw in Isaiah 56, 7 and 8. It was a great joy to us to receive all who came. Sometimes, we had only rasam, pepper water, to go with the rice, but they used to find this even tastier than chicken curry in their own homes. I think possibly some came to Jehovah Shammah just for the rasam. They still say it tastes better than what they make at home. The hunger for fellowship which was evinced by the people gave us the inspiration to arrange for the first holy convocation at Jehovah Shammah. It lasted for 19 days from 15th December 1941 to 1st January 1942. At first, we thought we should make some charge for boarding and lodging, specially to keep away undesirable people who may be tempted to come just for the food, without any spiritual desire. But then the thought came that there were so many poor people who had a great longing for spiritual fellowship, who would hardly be able to meet traveling expenses, and to whom further charges for food etc. would become prohibitive. So finally, we decided to welcome all rich or poor, high or low, and give the same loving welcome and the same simple food to all. We prayed that the Lord may keep away all undesirable people, and He has always wonderfully protected us. We had to pray and depend upon God for everything. We did not know how many people to expect each day, or how much food we should prepare. We would prepare food according to our rough estimate, and then ask the Lord to multiply it so as to be enough for all. I cannot tell you even of one occasion, at a holy convocation in any year, when we felt short of food. We never spoke about money, but we decided to provide always the best quality of rice and vegetables, and never to keep any bill pending for more than a day. Once we had to pay Rs 200, and the money was not available. That afternoon, while I was praying in my room, I was aware of someone walking into the room, and then walking out. I did not open my eyes and continued in prayer. When I got up from prayer, I saw two envelopes before me, both without any name or address. When I opened them, I found a 100-rupee note in each of them. To this day, I do not know who brought them. In many such wonderful ways the Lord helped us. Some years after this, we had need for Rs 380 to pay in advance the rent for the Memorial Hall, Parktown, Madras. I prayed that the Lord would supply the amount, which had to be paid within 3 days. On the third day I received a money order for exactly Rs 380. A letter also arrived with it. It was from a man in Calicut, and he said, "I have never met you, but I am sending this amount to you at the request of my daughter, who was ill for some time, and is now healed. She was unconscious for 10 days, and when at last she opened her eyes, her first words were, 'Daddy, send offering for Brother Bhakt Singh.' We had no money in the house, but she asked me to sell the gold chain round her neck. Accordingly, I have sold the chain and am sending you the amount I got for it. In this, Lord has wonderfully supplied our needs. He never failed." In 1944, there was a great shortage of rice, and we had to provide food for an average of about 3,000 people daily during the Holy Convocation gatherings. The rationing authorities did not sanction enough for our need. When the number of people at the Holy Convocation increased beyond our expectation, we applied to the collector again for extra rations, but he rejected our application. We refused the very thought of buying rice in the black market. We did not know what to do. So, we prayed. Then I told the brother in charge of the stores to measure the rice which was left, and let me know the position. He did so and reported that somehow there were 5 bags of rice extra. During those rationing days, we had to keep careful account of the rice received and the daily consumption. The account book showed clearly what should have been the balance left on that day. So, I asked the brother to go and measure again. They measured it 3 times and each time it was little more, and there was no doubt that there were more than 5 bags extra. The result was that at the end of the Holy Convocation there was still 1 bag left over.